Hello everyone, welcome to episode 13. This is Venu Aramseti and I welcome you all to this episode, and I really appreciate if you are listening. Today I'm going to talk about three common problems for coaches, consultants or trainers. So let's get started. See, these common problems that I'm going to talk are usually ignored, or they might seem not very important or generally underlooked. First is goal. This may sound as simple, but if you break down the goals for coach or consultant, these are two types of goals. One is personal goal. What is a personal goal of a great coach? You dream of creating impact, having personal satisfaction with your job, and get more meaning out of your job, right? That's might be your personal goal. Since I am also a coach myself, I know. And what would be the business goal? So, business goal is to get study leads, to get study income. If I'm making X amount of money, my goal is to get 2X. If I'm getting X leads, my goal is to get 2X leads. And if I'm getting X clients, I want to make it to 2X clients. So, goal setting is very important. To achieve this, you need to create a system or a framework in such a way that if you step away from your business, the business should take care of itself. That's where the power of social media, that's where the power of automation, marketing automation comes into picture. So if you have your funnel in place, if you have your autoresponder in place, if you have your marketing strategy in place, you can completely automate the process. Well, now the second common problem is where are you right now? So what is the current situation? It's you get easily carried away with a lot of things going on, but currently you need to have a real time assessment or reality check of where you are right now. If you have the experience, expertise and skills, and you have been offering one-to-one consulting for a time and do not have a coaching program or do not have a membership program or masterminds program or needing to launch the program, then let's say you are in red zone. But if you are in a situation where you don't have enough leads or don't have enough clients or do not have enough appointments or not making enough money, then let's say you are in yellow zone. And if you are totally overbooked or peaked and struggling to scale, then you are in green zone. Now let me give you a small advice. If you are in red zone, you need to design and develop a coaching program, a model. It can be a simple one-to-one consultation or an online course that helps your target audience, or a masterclass. And if you're in yellow zone, your marketing is ineffective and you need to rework on it. If you're in green zone, then you need an automated sales engine. And the final common mistake is hope marketing. So cold calling, knocking on the doors, networking, collecting business cards, all these things, you're hoping that you get a client, and after a series of no's and no's, finally you might get a client. But the thing is, it's very frustrating. So don't completely rely on hope marketing. And the most common consequences are objections, excuses and blockers. So start automating your marketing process. Thank you.